Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And I'm confident, meeting these young people, they were incredible. And a couple of them giggled a little bit when I walked in, but after they kind of settled down, they were... Yeah, they knew their stuff.
Here is a man. Here is a man who was just disgraced around the world. Here is a man who could not control one act in Europe. Here is a man who went to try and control the Europeans with regard to Crimea, zero. Give him a zero on that test. Ukraine, zero. Middle East, zero. And he comes back again. He goes to school children and they giggle and he's happy. Now, concurrent with this, we have Al Sharpton. As far as I can tell now, the president is, as I speak, embracing Al Sharpton. You know, I said yesterday that Al Sharpton is one of the worst people in America, in American history. I don't know if that was an overstatement. In fact, I'd like to ask you this question. If you were to rank the 10 most wanted people in American history, who would they be? Who would be the 10 worst people in American history, and why? I think, boys and girls, let's make believe this is a graduate seminar, Savage University graduate seminar, and I'm asking you a simple question. Who are the 10 worst people in American history, and why? It's a very simple question, but you have to say why, not just because you don't like the way they look or the color of their skin. Tell me what they did that makes them bad. Tell them why they should be on the 10 most wanted list. And by the way, this applies to living or dead. Who are the 10 worst Americans in American history? I would rank Al Sharpton in the top 10. Why? Because he hijacked the civil rights movement for his own personal gain, in my estimation. He is one of the worst people in America because he took Dr. King's legacy and used it for personal gain. That's why I put him at the top of the list. Who is worse than Al Sharpton? Well, you could say Barack Obama, who has used race to get where he is. And now that he's there, he's using race to divide America and get away with what he gets away with. You could say that. But those are the obvious ones. Who else is on that list? Now, Sharpton today denied that he was a rat. He says he was a cat. Listen to clip two and tell me what you think of this one.
I was not and am not a rat because I wasn't with the rats. I'm a cat. I chase rats.
See, now, he did that in front of a closed group the way Obama does. Obama goes to school children and... Al Sharpton goes to his audience. This is the way politics works in this country today. There's no democracy. There's no such thing as an open democracy. It's a closed shop at all levels. And so the FBI snitch story was covered in detail yesterday on the Savage Nation. We had the author from The Smoking Gun on the show. We're the only ones in radio who touched this, by the way. Why didn't Rush Limbaugh touch the story? Why did Sean Hannity avoid this story? Why did all the others, the lesser lights, not talk about Al Sharpton and the FBI snitch story? Why? Why am I the only one who touched it? Tell me why. I mean, why didn't Rush Limbaugh touch this story? Why did Hannity not touch the story? Now, Al Sharpton said he was a cat, not a rat. Do you know who Al Sharpton actually is? Most of you never heard of him. You have no idea who the man is. Well, just do Google on Al Sharpton and Detective Pagonis. You'll know who he is. Research Tawana Brawley and Al Sharpton. You'll know who he is. Two questions for the show to open with. 855-407-282. One, who are the 10 worst people in American history and why? Two, is Al Sharpton a villain or a hero? He's saying he's a hero. He actually says he's a hero. Now we have other hypocrisies on this hip-hop show today. Senator Dick Durbin, who called our U.S. Marines Nazis and fascists during the early days of the war in Iraq. Dick Durbin is running the Equal Pay Day Act, trying to say that women are not paid fairly. Dick Durbin wants to push the Paycheck Fairness Act. And yet Dick Durbin, it turns out, pays women on his staff about $11,000 lower than the average male salary. I rest my case. I mean, there's nothing more that can be said about it. I want to play another soundbite and open up another question, which is this. In the following clip, President Obama says America's educational system should be more like Germany's. It's worth listening to, and then I'm going to have a question and comment. Please play clip 8. Thank you.
So we challenged America's high schools to look at what's happening at a place like P-TECH, look what's happening in cities like Nashville, and then say, what can you do to make sure your students learn the skills that businesses are looking for in high-demand fields? And part of the reason we have to do this now is because other countries, they've got a little bit of a lead on us on some of these areas. A country like Germany right now focuses on graduating their high school students with a technical degree equivalent that gives them a head start. Oh. So we're asking schools to look into what places like Germany are doing.
All right, let's look into what places like Germany are doing, Mr. Obama. It is true that if you had grown up in Germany, you wouldn't be president of the United States. You'd probably be a constitutional law professor for the rest of your life, if that. That's if you could have gotten into college. We don't know. So far as I know, there's no affirmative action in German schools. I could be mistaken. So far as I know, there's no German as a second language, sucking the school systems dry as they do in America with ESL classes. So far as I know, there are no ethnic studies programs in Germany that are required of German students, which is why the German students can read, why they can add, why they can spell, and why they can punctuate. You see, there's a bit of a difference between Germany and America in many ways, Mr. Obama. It's not just that they teach children technical subjects. There's no affirmative action, so far as I know. No German as a second language, weighing down the teachers and the students with such a burden. And maybe I'm mistaken. I don't think they teach Turkish studies as a required course for German students. Do they teach Turkish studies in Germany and make German students study that? I don't know. Maybe they do. I kind of doubt it. So you see, America has certain burdens that we have to bear, certain extraordinary burdens, Mr. Obama. And so if you want to compare us to Germany with regard to education, you can't make the comparison because it's not apples and oranges. It's America and Germany, two different cultures, two different expectations, and far less of a burden by these other burdensome subjects. Bill is calling on WMAL, and of course he took the first shot. When I ask for the 10 worst Americans and why, let's go to Bill on WMAL. You're first up. Bill, go ahead, please.
Hi. Just wanted to say, I think, as a Vietnam veteran, I particularly think George Bush ranks up there, number 43, for sending all those American soldiers to their deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan, especially Iraq. We should have never gone there, and he's my number one person.
All right. Who would be number two?
Oh, God, I have no idea. There's so many to choose from.
All right, well, choose one. Keep going. Let's see. You have a Republican ready at the top of your list. Can you think of any evil Democrats that would make your a top ten?
Oh, easily. Harry Reid.
All right, I just wanted to do a little test. I wanted to do a little test on the wiring to see if you were working for the Democrat Party USA. By the way, I would say that George Bush belongs in the villain category. I was opposed to the Iraq War. I said it was one of the greatest disasters. But worse than the war was Bush's persecution of the U.S. Marines who did their jobs by letting the lowlifes in the Defense Department conduct, they persecuted our Marines when they did their jobs in Iraq. You know that, don't you?
Absolutely.
And you know that I'm the only one in the radio who spent day after day, hour after hour, pointing out the unfairness of putting these guys under court-martial for doing their jobs in a combat situation. By the way, they tried to railroad Colonel Allen West with this. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm from listening to your show.
Well, you notice I didn't disagree with you on Bush making the top 10 worst Americans.
And thank you.
Now, I can guarantee you if you tried this on one of the knee-jerk shows, you would have had an immediate rejection or you wouldn't have gotten on the show. But I would rank Bush as one of the worst presidents in American history and one of the worst Americans for all the deaths he caused. The lie about weapons of mass destruction, but equal to that is this question. Why is it that Obama ran on an anti-war campaign And within a month of him taking office, he sent 30,000 new fresh troops to Afghanistan. How do you explain that?
I wish I could explain it. Yeah, you know, I'll take wild guesses in that he was pressured by the Poles, and the other pressure he may have had is from the military industrial complex to continue.
All right, you win a prize again. It's the military industrial complex wanted a war. They needed a war to keep the manufacturing base going in the defense industries. Have you seen how many billions of dollars of equipment they're breaking apart and blowing up in Iraq, in Afghanistan now as they were leaving? Airplanes,
yep.
Tanks are being left behind. Armored personnel carriers are being blown up. Have you seen the waste?
That's typical for our government. What can you say?
But why is there no video footage of this? Why? Thank you for the call. See? Who would you rank as in the top 10 worst Americans? But please, let's go back like to 1409, when there was an American Indian tribe here that you happened to be an obscure scholar about, and it was questioned, who in the Khimba tribe, who at that time tortured beavers. We don't want to hear that. Is Al Sharpton a villain or a hero? Is question number two. John on KKOH in Reno, Nevada. John, fire away. Who's on your list? John, line two. Yes or no? Dead in the water. That guy, that caller was like the missing plane, the Malaysian Airlines plane. Lost in space. All right, let's go to Stephen on WABC. Stephen, go ahead. You're on.
Michael, good afternoon. Happy anniversary on your radio career and belated happy birthday to you.
Very nice. Thank you very much. A week later. I appreciate it.
Sorry.
No, you're nicer than most of my family members, but what's on your mind?
Well, it's Al Sharpton, and notice that I didn't call him Reverend because, number one, I don't believe that he earns that title.
I would like to see the Cracker Jack box in which he got his Reverend's degree.
I would like the same thing. And number
I think
two,
that the Cracker Jack box in which he earned his Reverend's degree should be put into the Museum of Natural History. But why do you rank Sharpton as one of the worst Americans in history? Why?
Well, I don't rank him as one of the worst, but the thing is he is not innocent. He's a snitch. And the only way you become a snitch is to do something that the FBI has to check on you for. You don't freely and willingly go to the FBI and say, I want to be a snitch.
Well, that's what I understand. In other words, you get caught in a drug deal and they give you a deal. We won't arrest you if you become a snitch. That's what I was told.
Exactly. That's the way it works. And
maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know. Maybe he's an innocent hero. And I have maybe Tawana Brawley is also a hero for smearing herself with feces and saying that the white detective raped her. I mean, maybe she's a hero, too.
You got the number right, man.
Yeah, okay. I always get the number right. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. We're off and running at the races. And if you care to join the program, you dial 855-400-7282. And if you get on the program, you will not only speak to more people than you'll meet for the rest of your life in that brief dance in the sun on the Savage Nation airwaves, but you'll have a heck of a good time, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Conversations were recorded, and I would record them today if somebody threatened me. That's all I'm going to ask.
I don't want to hear him anymore. He makes my flesh crawl. I rank Sharpton in the top 10 worst Americans in history, primarily because he hijacked the civil rights movement for personal gain, in my estimation. Can you name one individual who has benefited from Al Sharpton's activities other than Al Sharpton? Can you? Can you name anybody who's benefited from him? Now, excluding those who worked for him. No. Do you remember what Al Sharpton did, that he worked with Tawana Brawley, a young black woman who said that she smeared herself with feces and said that a white detective smeared her with feces and raped her? Do you remember that case? Well, that's been swept away from human history. But I've also broadened the question to this one, which is, who are the 10 worst Americans in American history and why? Which I think is very interesting. Notice I didn't limit it to Democrats. You notice I didn't say only Democrats. You noticed that or you didn't notice that? So let's take a few calls on this subject. Robert on WABC, who are the 10 worst Americans in history? Go ahead.
Well, we got the top three. You got Sharpton, Bush, How about Lucas Delabate and Robin Quivers? I mean, they're pretty bad, too.
Wait. So Lupus who?
Robin Quivers and Lucas Delabate.
I don't know who that is.
You never heard of Lucas Delabate?
No.
Horrible American. Top 10.
Who is it? Who is he?
Lucas Delabate, Gary Delabate's son.
But who is he?
He works for the Howard Stern Show. Baba Booey.
All right, you're really smart. Right, I knew who you were. Who is Howard Stern? Does he still exist? Does he do radio? No one ever heard of him. I mean, he ran out of wig makers. They ran out of wig makers for him. No one's ever heard from him ever since. He's lost in where is he? He works for some satellite company that no one listens to? Forget about Howard Stern. He's yesterday. Howard Stern was hot in the 80s. You ought to get some balloons and work bar mitzvahs. Make farm animals out of balloons. That's what he ought to do in retirement, Howard Stern. Get some balloons and make them into obscene animals at bar mitzvahs. WJR Bob, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi. Yeah, I would say, you know, my worst American is Alan Greenspan because he just let the housing bubble run into the extreme where it damaged the economy. And in my opinion, L. Sharpton, for a guy that's able to sit in a room and be wired with psychopathic mobsters, I think that makes him a great hero in my book. And
despite all of his history, you still put Sharpton as a hero?
Yeah.
Even though he made up the Tawana Brawley story, you like that part of his life?
Everybody makes a mistake.
Well, no. You like the fact that he said that a white detective raped her? You think that's honorable?
I think a guy...
Can you name three people who've benefited from Al Sharpton's shakedown, NAN, other than Al Sharpton? Name three. Sorry,
join
that got
the
your tongue?
Savage Nation.
It is 33 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Savage Nation. You know, during the break, I was watching a video of an agitated topless woman only in panties going crazy in a St. Petersburg McDonald's. I said to myself, she's a born Democrat, a born Obama voter. I want my ice cream, and I want it now. And because they didn't give this drugged woman her ice cream right away, she knocked over the cash registers. You got to see this tape. It's on the Drudge Report. I mean, she herself, you don't want to look at. I would have given her anything to get her out of the store. I would have bought her a burqa. I would have paid for it out of my own pocket. But what can you expect in this country? The country has gone insane. Why? I'm going to give you one reason. I'll give you 1,000 as well as one. Medication. The primary reason so many people are insane is the out-of-control overuse and overprescription of medication. The antidepressants are about amongst the most dangerous drugs ever invented in the history of mankind. You want me to give you the top 10 worst drugs ever invented? Antidepressants would be the top list. And I'll wager a bet with you that within a certain number of decades, antidepressants will be banned and outlawed in the country because of the homicides and suicides associated with them. You're not going to hear that now because the drug industry controls the press. You know, there's a thing called interlocking corporate directorships. You'll find out that the people who sit on the boards of the companies that make the antidepressants own the news corporations, own the television companies. So that's called interlocking corporate directorships, which in the old days wouldn't have been permitted. And so the message is controlled from day one. There are many fads in medicine. Did you know in the 1890s the British upper class considered defecation to be an act so disgusting that they had their bowels bypassed into a little rubber bag so they wouldn't have to defecate and sit on a toilet bowl? You think I'm making that up? That was a fashionable surgery amongst the so-called upper class in Britain. They didn't want the mess of going to the bathroom and wiping themselves, to put it to you that way. So they thought it would be more hygienic to have your bowels bypassed into a bag, et cetera, as someone, you know, has done if they've had intestinal surgery. This is how sick some medical procedures are. And years later, you laugh at them and say, how could that be? Same thing with antidepressants. They're the equivalent, but much more dangerous. Now, let's go back to my number one question. Who are the 10 worst Americans in American history and why? I put Al Sharpton in the top 10. And the reason I did is because... Teddy, stop it, or else you'll make the list in a minute of the 10 worst dogs misbehaving during the show. The reason I put Sharpton there is because he's not a civil rights leader by any means. He is a race hustler, in my estimation. I don't know anyone who's benefited from his activities any more than the other one. The one who's shaking down, discussing Toyota now with the other one, Jesse Jackson. He's in Japan right now, meeting with the heads of Japanese motor companies. What is he meeting with them for? To help them build a better car? No, to see if he can shake them down for some money to avoid protests in American factories. So this is a shakedown act that a legitimate federal government would have stopped a long time ago. But they're afraid, and also they use them. Why do you think that our president is embracing this man today? What president in his right mind would associate with Al Sharpton other than Barack Obama, who, in my opinion, is Al Sharpton in a better suit? To me, Al Sharpton and Barack Obama are one and the same. They're part of the same mindset. Eric Holder, Al Sharpton, Barack Obama, Jay-Z, all part of the same mindset. They're better than everybody else. They can do whatever they want because there's nobody to control them or say a word to them. They're above the law. They're the untouchables. Do you get it? You understand how dangerous this clique is? They're the untouchables. So this is why we're in such trouble. There's no counterbalance. There's no checks and balances. It's that simple. But who are the worst in your mind? And notice that I didn't limit the list. I didn't say the worst Democrats, did I? Who are the worst in history? WJR, Eric, you're on the Savage Nation. Who's the worst American in history?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Why? Why Teddy?
Because he's the one who started the national parks and requiring states to give up land in order to be part of the union. And I give him number one.
Let's slow down. Let's slow down. We do know there's been an overreach on the part of the federal government with regard to expanding federal land holdings. We understand that. There's a big case going on right now in Nevada of them seizing cattle from a farmer. But aside from the overreach, you're not arguing that we shouldn't have had any national parks set aside, are you?
Yeah, I am. I think there should
so
only...
You would rather have seen all of the timber cut down, the streams polluted with mining operations? You can't be arguing for that.
Sure I can. Because...
All right. Well, all right. Then find another show because I'm not in that category. I don't fly around in a Gulfstream with a cigar and laugh at everybody underneath me. No, sir. No, sirree, Bob. I was a conservationist before the word environmentalism even was a word. No, sirree, Bob. I chained myself to trees to stop them from being cut down. I'm an old tree hugger, and I'm proud of it. And I give money to support elephants to stop the poaching. If I could, I'd use the UN to kill poachers. I'd like to see gunships go into Central Africa and kill poachers with gunships to protect the poor elephants and to protect the gorillas. So don't tell me that I don't know what the word conservation means. Well, don't be absurd now. There should be no national parks at all. Do you know what we have if there were no national parks? What would we have? Clear-cut forests, raped streams. But they've overreached. That's the problem. It started under Clinton, the overreach, gobbling up land for the federal government. So who are the worst in your opinion? Internet, North Dakota, Dan, who's the worst American in history?
You know, I would say Richard Nixon. I want to put that suggestion out there. And the reason why is because...
Dr. who?
Richard Nixon.
I know, I heard Nixon, but then you said Dr. Snow or something.
No, I didn't say that. Maybe there was some feedback somewhere, Mark.
Okay. All right, Richard Nixon, why? Because of the Americans with Disabilities Act for opening, taking us off the gold standard, for opening up business with China, those three things or anything else that I don't know?
The second thing you said, I think, taking us off the gold standard, I think, has led to endless inflation, endless debt, and what I think will eventually be a collapse of the dollar. I think that was...
Thank you. I don't disagree with you. I think he was an evil, evil man, misunderstood by everyone on all directions. Now, let me explain something to you. When I was young, when Nixon was president, I was quite young. I was naive politically. I don't even know what I was politically. I think I was a social worker. I didn't know what I was, really. I had no idea. I was too young to understand anything. But I remember writing in my journals. What year was this? I don't remember when he was president. It was so long ago. I think what I wrote was, everything that Richard Nixon is doing is what I was told would happen if the communists took over America. I don't know. I just observed like a child looking in from the outside. I said, everything he is doing is what I was warned would happen if the communists took over America. And so, was I just naive or was I right? Nixon was quite the big government socialist, by the way. He went as far as he could for his time, but he was on the road that Obama's been following. Don't think it started with Obama. You'd be mistaken if you thought so. Now, is this too political, this show already? Are we getting too political? I don't know if we're having enough fun. I don't know if I were listening in the car, if I'd keep listening, or I'd tune in the Balloon Man now to see if he can say the word lesbian and panty a few times and see if that's excellence in broadcasting. Just say lesbian and panty for 25 years. You talk about mind rot. Lesbians. Panties. 25 years of that. They throw money at him. Could you believe this? And idiots listen to this. I can't believe it. He's worse than Obama in terms of giggling for his own at his own jokes. What else do we have in the kit today? Obama claims our high school curriculums haven't been updated since the 40s. All right, here we go again. Clip 10, the great American, Barack Obama.
Young people in India and China, they're all interested in trying to figure out how they get a foothold in this world economy. That's who you're competing against.
Don't leave any money on the table.
I'm confident you can match or exceed anything they do.
Ooh.
We don't do it by just resting on what we've done before. We've got to outwork and out-innovate and out-hustle everybody else. We've got to think about new ways of doing things.
Oh, well, you're real good at new ways of doing things, sure. Didn't you invent the... Didn't you cure polio? I think Obama cured polio. Didn't he invent the internet along with Al Gore? He was an unknown young student working in a laboratory somewhere when Al Gore was older than him and they invented the internet together. I think so. Because Obama's a great inventor. Oh, he's a great thinker. He's out-innovated everybody. He's out-hustled everybody for sure. He said we have to out-hustle everybody on that. I agree with him. He's done that. We got to think of new ways to do things. Young people in India and China are interested in trying to figure out how they can get a foothold in the world economy. Well, I don't think they're burdened with affirmative action. I don't think they take dumb children and put them ahead of smart children in India, do you? I tend to think they give awards in India for the smartest kids. So far as I can tell, that's why when Indians come to this country, within 30 days they win spelling bees. How is that possible? The kids come here from India, in 30 days they win a national spelling bee. How do you explain that? I don't know. How does that work? Could be a cultural thing. Could be that they study hard and they have parents who drive them. Could be when Chinese kids get ahead in this country, it's because they're smarter and they have parents who drive them, that they don't need a school to tell them to work hard. You can take the brightest kid and you can put him in the schools in America today and turn him into a dummy because he'll want to fit in. He'll wear the pants underneath his behind. He'll put his hat on backwards and start aping like a moron that goes to the White House to look like a rap star. And the kid becomes a moron because they're held up as role models. See, if we had different role models, the kid wouldn't have to dress like an idiot. That's all. I don't know if I want to do this anymore. I think I'm bored of the topic. What's in the news that I really care about? I go to some internet sites here. Let's see. Am I really interested in the fact that Putin's about to take half of Ukraine? You know he's going to do it. What's Obama going to do? Create another pink line? Michelle will go on another trip? You wait and see when he takes half of Ukraine. She'll go on another trip and he'll go somewhere too. LA Times was good today. LAPD station shooter had assault weapons at home. What does that have to do with anything? The alleged shooter, identified as Daniel C. Yealu, had an assortment of assault weapons and ammo at his home. And? That explains why he broke into a police station? Unbelievable. Now there's a teacher in Santa Monica, 60 years old, who is a wrestling coach. Everyone loves this guy. He was thrown out of school because he wrestled two minority students to the ground. Why? He told a minority student to not use drugs in the classroom. The student punched him in the nose. He threw the kid over a desk. And then another minority student jumped on the teacher. He was able to constrain both of the minority students. And immediately he was thrown out of school for defending himself. That's the country today. So what should you let him do? Use drugs in the classroom for fear of offending a minority? Is that it? Al Sharpton, where were you when you were needed out there in Los Angeles? You could have marched. God only knows. They could have used you out there to perhaps lynch the teacher. You could have led a lynching party for the teacher. And then they have commentary from students who were minorities themselves who said, I had him as a teacher. He was a great guy. This guy was a beautiful man. I can't believe it. But they jumped on the teacher right away for defending himself. I've been a teacher. It's a very tough job. Hardest job in the world is teaching. Especially today, that teacher has no rights. None whatsoever. Teacher in a class fight. The reason he's in a class fight is the kids didn't belong in the classroom to begin with. They didn't belong there at all. That's all. My day, they had 700 schools. You know, I don't mean 700 schools. Schools that were designated the number 700 schools for troublemakers. So if a kid was an unruly kid, a troublemaker, or fights, picked on other students, teachers, they threw him out. They didn't let him mess up the class. They didn't lower the standards of the whole class for him. And they put him in a 700 school with other troublemakers, and there were teachers who volunteered for these. I knew a guy, a friend of mine, tough kid. He used to like to teach in the 700 schools. He said he loved he loved these crazy kids more than anyone because he knew how to control them. See, they respect power, and they only respect power. And he fought with them. No one knew it. There were no cameras in the classroom. If they acted up, he'd slap them in the face and put them back in the seat. They thanked him for it at the end of the year. Today, they could be, for all I know, working for the Justice Department as a civil rights lawyer. I don't know where they are. They could be working for Midas Muffler somewhere. I don't know who they became. But they thanked the teacher for caring enough to slap them in the face and put them back in the chair. He didn't slap them. He just wrestled with them if they got crazy. Shrimp boy lawyer claimed, I know it! You remember the Leyland Yee case last week? Arrested for wanting to smuggle in, allegedly, wanting to smuggle in rocket-propelled grenades from a Muslim terrorist group into California and America? Shrimp boy lawyer claims racism. Do you know who the lawyer is? One of the worst Americans in history. The lowest of the low slime, a left-wing fanatic named Tony Serra. I saw him in the streets of North Beach 2 weeks ago, and a guy I'm with who's a friend of mine said, oh, that's Tony Serra. I said, I would spit in the street if I could. I would go 10 miles out of my way to not let, I don't want to breathe that man's air. He's vermin. He's garbage. He's filth. He's lower than a shrimp in a sewer. As Leland Yee and co-defendants plead not guilty, Tony Serra accuses the government of entrapment and says it ensnared my client. Sound familiar to you? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation.
San Francisco, a top Democrat who was going to run for the attorney generalship, arrested and charged with various crimes, including he wanted to allegedly smuggle rocket-propelled grenades from a Muslim group in the Philippines into America. Today he hired one of the lowest people in American history, in my estimation, a left-wing fanatic of the lowest order. He walks around North Beach with a ponytail. You could puke when you see him walking by. Another leftist who thinks he's God Almighty. He took the case, this piece of... I don't have words for these people. And he said that the government entrapped him. And it's a bunch of baloney. He says, it's the best anti-government case I've ever seen, and it's racism because he's Chinese. And the FBI is evil white males, I'm adding now what he really implies, trying to prove that Chinese criminals run Chinatown crime. No, I thought it was Hasidic rabbis, truthfully. I didn't know that. I got to tell you, I always thought it was Jewish rabbis who ran crime in Chinese districts. I'm shocked to believe that it would be Chinese. No, really, it is. I think they should introduce some rabbis and put them on trial for selling tainted shrimp to gun runners. They get Tony Serra could try the shrimp.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It isn't just less take-home pay for women doing the same job. It means fewer Social Security benefits when they retire. They're not earning at the same level as men. They pay for it for
a lifetime. I heard it before. Just take a walk. Take a walk. Tell your story walking. That's Dick Durbin, who was leading the Equal Pay Day push by Senate Democrats to pass the so-called Paycheck Fairness Act. He pays women on his staff about $11,000 a year less than men. Do as I do, not as I say. Welcome to the program. So that led us to Al Sharpton, who says, I'm not a snitch. I can't use the word. This is a family show. And that led me to say, I would say he ranks in the top 10 of the worst Americans in American history because he hijacked the legacy of Dr. King to enrich himself through power, if not by other means. He's not alone in that. The civil rights industry is a vast industry today. And there are those who assist in this hijacking of legitimacy and legitimate businesses under the guise of threatening boycotts, threatening various and sundry. So I would rank Sharpton in that list. But who would you rank, I asked you, as the 10 worst Americans? Who? You got to name the man. Don't say man in Detroit. I want you to name the man. Who are or the woman now? You haven't named any women. You can't say your ex-wife. I'm sorry. This is a family show. We don't care what she did with your best friend. Who are the 10 worst Americans and why? We've had some very good calls in the last hour, which not so surprisingly included George Bush for leading us astray with the weapons of mass destruction and leading us into Iraq. Of course, the only one I know in the media who accepted the WMDs for at least 6 years was Wallbanger. Oh, he knew they were there personally. He saw them underneath the shillelagh. So who would you say are the 10 worst Americans and why? The country is getting so out of hand right now. We are swimming in barbarism of the lowest order. Deceit, lies, corruption, criminality at the highest levels. And outright racism, by the way. I don't even want to go into that, but we have a racist streak running through this administration that's starting to worry me deeply. Why would he embrace Al Sharpton, the president? I would think he would want to be 1,000 miles away from that man. Yet he invited him to the White House. He's surrounding him today in New York City. And Eric Holder? Let me ask you something. Are American white men that stupid? I don't know. You answer the question yourself. They elected him. Do you know that it was the white blue-collar voter who elected Obama? They were the swing voter who elect people like Obama, Durbin. You know, that's what I'm trying to say to you. Are they that dumb? You say, well, what was the option? The option was a middle-of-the-road Republican who admittedly was too weak on many issues, including immigration, because I had dinner with him 2 years before he ran, and that was the last time he ever talked to me again is after dinner. Never talked to me again. And it wasn't because it wasn't the best veal in the city. He actually asked me, how's the veal in this place? I'm not kidding you. I said, could you bring out sliced silver cup, please, take away the Italian bread? He may not have. He had the veal. Nice man, and I would have voted for him gladly. At least we know where he was born. We know where his loyalties lie. We knew that he knew the dangers of Islam. He understood all of that, and he would have been a better choice. I mean, he wouldn't have gotten 100% on our dollar. He would have gotten 60, 65. Now we have less than zero. There's nothing Obama has done that I agree with. Nothing. That's not on principle. I don't know what he's done that I could agree with. Nothing. Anyway, let's not go into Obama. Okay, the word itself is becoming a noun. It can become a verb, actually. Obama could become a verb after he's through. Oh, don't try to Obama me, man. It is a noun. It is a noun. It's a person, place, or a thing. Even I remember that from high school. But after he's out of office, the name could become synonymous with a verb. For example, if you say, give me an example of names, people's names that became verbs. They were so remarkable that they became a verb. I don't know, is there such a thing? Don't Obama me would be a verb. He's trying to Obama me. Don't out-Obama me. I'm going to Obama you. You Obama me. Me Obama you. You Obama me. He's getting ready for another trip, by the way, to Asia now. He did so well on his trip to Europe that he's going to Asia now. They're getting ready to, of course, snicker at him behind his back. Oh, yeah, they love him over there. They'll probably take Taiwan while he's there and then offer him a fortune cookie. You'll probably give him a big steak dinner and give him a special fortune cookie. Can you imagine? Maybe he could bring along No, I can't say. There's so many things I want to say that get stuck on the tip of my tongue because I have constraints. Constraints. Eventually, there'll be no constraints on me. I'll entertain God through eternity. All right, bring in Savage. I'm bored today. I'm bored of all the universes I control. They're all no damn good as far as I'm concerned. I don't like any of my universes. No one's good on any of the planets. I don't like any of them. Bring in Savage. I want some entertainment. And get his mother in here, too. I want some more of those foods that she cooked for him. They sound good to me. I'm sick of the white bread. I wonder if God eats. I'd be interested in God's diet. I really would. I don't know. What could he eat? Now someone ripped that off as a book title. I know that immediately. They get so many ideas from me. I'm a living idea factory. I know that. That's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's how God made me. He wants me to be an idea factory. What a horrible thing the idea of death is. It really bothers me. All these years we work to improve ourselves. Education, physical training, not eating the strawberry shortcake, not having that extra drink, taking that bicycle ride, using the dumbbells at night when you don't want to use them, not doing the things that you don't want to, that you know you want to do, that you can't do. For what? In the end, what's the point of it all? Millions of years of evolution to produce me. And at the end, I'm the same as the woman who ran naked in the McDonald's on medication because she didn't get her ice cream. She votes. That's what I love, is that she has the same vote I do. I mean, democracy was not invented for times like this. It doesn't work. You have more people on Medicaid or Medicare than live in England right now. You have more non-working Americans than ever in history. They vote. Why should they vote? Tell me why somebody on welfare should vote. Of course they'll vote themselves a raise, a fat slob who does nothing, a drug addict. Of course they'll vote themselves a raise on my back. You want to limit the vote, you idiot. Democracy was not invented for times like this by the ancient Greeks. It was invented for a homogeneous society in limited numbers. Then they knew they could have cohesion and come to rational decisions. You're telling me this government is rational? You're telling me anything they do is rational? You're telling me that all these slobs and leeches should vote? You know I'm right, but you know that you can't say it. And you know the reason you listen to the shows. You say, this guy is right, but I can't say it. Let him say it. Let him put himself at risk. The reason we have Obama is because they voted, the people on welfare, the leeches, the bums, the illegal aliens. What do you think he was elected? No, he was elected by people who worked for a living. Anybody who got where they are in life by working hard knew who he was before he even started. You took one look at him and listened to him. You knew he was all, okay, I've said it too many times. I'm going to stop right now. Okay, you know what it is? Goes back a long time. Democracy was not created by the ancient Greeks for a nation like this or times like this. It isn't working. It's not going to work. That's why the political class is so low, is because the system is lower than they are. They let them stay in power. How else do you explain Dianne Feinstein staying in power this long? Or Barbara Boxer? Feinstein saw a model airplane outside her window. She thought it was a drone. She's chair of the Senate Arms whatever Committee. Senate Intelligence Arms Services, all the same. How'd she get there? The mayor of San Francisco. How? Well, that's the intelligence we have. She's chairman of the committee. That's how the marathon bomber in Boston occurred. They're all so busy watching you that they don't watch those will set off the bomb. I'm starting to sound like my aunt. She used to talk like this. I loved her. I didn't want to be around her, man. You know that. She was so hard to be around because she was so right. She had the old Russian realism, like bang, bang, bang. Whatever you said to her, she gave you an answer. 2 seconds, she cut you to ribbons. Bang, bang, bang. Whatever you asked her, boom, bang, bam. And you sat there in the back of the car, you got whiplash from it. You needed a neck brace by the time you were through, but you loved her because it was like taking a dive into a cool stream as opposed to swimming in lukewarm milk all day long. You didn't want to do it all day long. Thank you. Say, I can listen to this guy only so long. All right, he's on 3 hours a day. I can take that. But who would want to live with him? The answer is nobody. But you're not supposed to live with me. It's not a popularity contest. I'm not asking you to marry me or be my boyfriend or girlfriend. You understand that? I'm not running a popularity contest. You don't have to like me. All you got to do is listen to me and understand I'm right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You know I'm right. What the heck do you think I'm so popular and why people listen to me? Half the politicians who fake it listen to me. Half the Hollywood actors listen to me on the internet. Why? Because they don't get reality. Everything's so nice and smooth and cool. Everyone's got the right coiffed hair, the right this, the right that, the Botox lips, Botox eyes, Botox nose, Botox heart, Botox lungs, Botox butt. Everything's Botoxed. And no one knows what's up or down, right or wrong, north or south, east or west. Me, I got 1 foot in the old world, 1 foot in the new world, 1 foot in the past, 1 foot in the future. And now I'm like my aunt. She's been dead 30 years now. But boy, starting to realize I'm copying her act, like in the back of the car. Many times, I didn't want to hang out with her, man. That was that. I didn't like her couches. I didn't like the furniture in her house. I didn't like her dresses. I didn't like her dog. I liked her, though. I mean, she was the one, if I came home with my head running with blood, which happened very often. Here's a childhood story, a quick one, just to entertain you with reality. The kids would go out in the street, and we'd fight the gang from the upper hill. Little kids, 5, 6 years old. I lived on Longfellow. They lived on Bryant. That was a hill above us in the Bronx. And it was a sandlot between us. So we would try to charge up the hill with garbage can covers as like little gladiator shields. It was so much fun. It was like one of my friends was the leader. He became a criminal later on in life. But he told us, all right, boys, get the garbage can covers. We're taking that hill today. I swear to God. I'm 5, 6 years old. We get garbage can covers. It's going to be a tough one because they're up there and they got the, you know what they threw at us? In those days, they boiled down, they cooked the garbage in the incinerators in the tenements, and what was left was the equivalent of lava rock ashes, black lava rock ashes. So the gangs on the other side, the kids would take the rocks, lava rock. We'd be trying to charge up with loose sand, you know, slipping. There were no sneakers like in those days. Like everyone ran in like leather shoes. And we got garbage can covers to protect our heads, and we're raining down on us like Roman legions. The ash, inevitably, I'd get hit in the back of the head. I don't know how. I think someone must have sabotaged me. I was too funny for the crowd. Someone wanted that niche. I'd come home. I'd be taken out of the battle before we got to the top of the hill. I'd come home. I wasn't crying. Blood running down the back of my head. I wouldn't go to my mother. God rest her soul. She was a very nervous person. She had enough tragedy in her life. She didn't want to see her son, who was healthy, with blood running down his neck. I go next door to my aunt. She was cold about it, but like, okay, let me see. Like a nurse. No emotion. No, like my mother would throw herself on the floor screaming, oh my God! And on the floor, they'd have to treat her. So I wouldn't go in the house. I'd hold it with the hand, go next door, and my aunt, all right, let me see it. Very sober, analyze like a pro. All right, not that bad. Get out the cotton, get out the peroxide. You're good to go. Get out of here. That's the what I liked. I like sober. So that's the aunt I'm talking about. I love my mother, too, for the emotion. I got to tell you. You didn't want to address your wounds, though. I'll be right back.
Join us.
It's the Savage Nation. Yep, it's a mad world. We know that. It's degenerating. Not everybody should vote. And I've said for years, if you're on welfare, you don't vote. That's an incentive to get off welfare. You earn the right to vote. Why would you give somebody on welfare the right to vote? Where is it written? Oh, we're all equal? Really? They're supporting me? We're equal, huh? We're equal, right? I'm on welfare or they're on welfare? They're taking it from my back, not their back. So they're taking it from me? All right, I'm helping them. You don't vote because you're only going to vote yourself a race. Then the politicians have to appeal to me, the worker, not the leech. You get it? That would straighten the whole system out. You're on welfare, you lose the right to vote. That's the end of the Democrat Party for 100 years. It's that simple. So you know it's not going to happen. They'll start screaming inequality, racism. You get the game. You know how it works. So what can you do? The system will never be fixed. Who's the worst American and why? KSFO, Ken, in San Francisco. Ken, thanks for making the show such a winner in San Francisco. What's on your mind?
This is Rachel Carson is the worst for writing Silent Spring.
You want me to react to that, or you want to just leave that hanging in the air?
No, I want your reaction to it. You're a lot more educated.
Well, I have a difference of opinion on Rachel Carson. I think her book was brilliant because the eggs of eagles, for example, were becoming thin as a result of DDT, and eagles were almost dying out. And so there was a rationale for limiting the use of DDT. However, the overuse of the limitation of DDT caused the resurgence of malaria in the third world. I know that from my travels and my research in the 60s and 70s. So there was a mixed bag in terms of the limitations of the use of DDT. But remember the title of the book, Ken. It was astounding when I was a young man and I read the Silent Spring. The title said it all, that we're going to wake up one day and there will be no birds. I mean, you understand that we do have to pay attention to the larger ecosystem.
Yeah, how about millions of people died and millions, I mean, we don't know how many millions of people died because of that.
You mean because of the malaria resurgence, right?
Because of the malaria that is outweighed.
Right, absolutely. I said that, right? So would you rather have a world without birds or would you rather have a world with birds and some malaria, a world with no birds and no malaria? I mean, you know, it's a trade-off. But her book was an eye-opener to the idea of the larger ecosystem. And at the end of the day, Ken, you know, you say, well, who cares about an eagle? The answer is we are all the eagle, Ken. Why do I say we're all the eagle? Because if the DDT was leaching through the groundwater into the matrix of the food chain, which the eagle was consuming, that means our babies were affected by the DDT and other toxins. And that was a mind-blowing revelation when she wrote The Silent Spring. I realize this is not for the average man. He would say, screw the eagle, I don't care. But that's the uneducated viewpoint. We are all the eagle. Our babies are the eagle. Where do you think this epidemic of child illnesses is coming from? A lot of anger in the land, and there are many sources of it. Obama is stirring the pot, signing directives aimed at gender pay gap, stirring up women against men. You got cases of black youths running wild in the streets, beating up white people. Everyone's looking the other way. Everyone's afraid to talk about it. You got the president and the attorney general embracing one of the greatest race hustlers in history today. There's a lot of anger in the country, lots of anger. And rightly so. People are going crazy from it. They don't know what to do. And it's boiling. There's a boiling point that hasn't been reached yet. They want it to be reached. So I'm asking you, who are the worst Americans in history? Who are the 10 worst Americans and why? And try to be rational about it. Let's go to Chris on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Name your worst American, please, Chris.
One of the worst ones I'm surprised nobody said is Jane Fonda. Hanoi Jane.
Hey, but you got what? Tell everybody who she is and why. She's unknown today. She's about as unknown as Howard Stern. Who is she?
Well, I mean, she was an actress, well, and still is an actress in the Vietnam era. She went over to Vietnam and betrayed our soldiers. I mean, she flat out turned over a Social Security number or a number of...
Tell listeners what she did while she was in North Vietnam with the enemy, while our men were dying and fighting.
She went over to basically be propaganda for the Vietnamese.
Right. She posed on a North Vietnamese anti-aircraft gun with a Vietnamese helmet on, proudly posed with the gun. She posed with the enemy. That's right. She was the equivalent of, that's right, like Tokyo Rose, Hanoi Jane. She should never be forgiven for this. Never. Of course, she's reinvented herself. But that's America today. If you're on the left, you can reinvent yourself. If you say one wrong word as a conservative, they never forgive you. That's all. Life goes on. World War I artillery shells found in luggage at O'Hare. What? World War I artillery shells found in luggage at O'Hare, and I'm flying Thursday? Oh, no. I start reading these horror stories. Don't say Malaysia to me over the next 2 days on the radio. Don't even say air. Say, how's the air? Even I don't want to hear the word air, aerialon, air, nothing. Wheel, tarmac, runway. I dread the whole thought of it. Airline food. Oh, God, there's such a thing? Yeah, airline food. Airline food, no less. Yeah, I have airline food. I'm afraid to ask for anything in fear of being arrested. I'm afraid to even ask for water. You can't even bring a bottle of water now on an airplane. I don't fly. I don't know. I was on a plane once 3 months ago from L.A. to San Francisco. It was nice. Southwest did a nice job. You know, you're like stupid and your cheerleader's happy. Sit like an idiot with everyone, like a happy child, like in a Howdy Doody show. Gonna have a peanut thing. May I have another peanut thing? Like an idiot, like a monkey in a chair. Throw me the peanut. You got to go along with the hour. All right, for an hour I could do it. I count every minute. But 5.5 hours? I don't look forward to it. May I go to the bathroom? May I not go to the bathroom? I'm afraid to go to the bathroom. just walking toward that area. You know what I mean? You can't even say it. Like, may I go forward now? I mean, you know, you're going to jump by an air marshal and strapped to a chair. I go to the back bathroom if I'm in the front. I'm afraid to go near the cabin. You ask him for an extra drink. They got you marked. World War I artillery shells found in luggage in Chicago. The trick is send the luggage ahead. Big bag. Everything you ever dreamed of. Throw it in there and take nothing on the plane with you. A tiny thing. Like a neck brace. Something for the neck and the chair. That's about it. Like pills. Supposed to take your medication. Everyone in the country's on medication. Everyone's like a weakling and a victim.
You have my medication? Can I look at you?
TSA looks at your medication. Is there anything more embarrassing? Like a moron looking at your medication? What do they know about medication? They're all on it. That's what they know about it. They're looking if they can steal some oxycodone. All right, go in the machine. We're going to check your medication. Would you know if they took two pills? You wouldn't know. What do you think the black market comes from? All right, take two Valiums, six hydrocodones, six Xanax. Put them in your pocket. Next case. Right. Oh, my God. My mind is already on the trip. I'm going to do the show from another location next week, in part. That's if the studio operates. I don't know if it works. Tropical plants. My mind will be on tropical plants. Is there any news out there? There's big news. Oh, yeah, there's big news. You got the president embracing a civil rights activist. Let's put it in the positive. Durbin pays female staffers $11,000 less than men on average. Al Sharpton, I'm no stitch. I know Russia's going to invade Ukraine. See, Ukraine is two countries. It's not one. Like America is several different nations, Ukraine is not one nation. There's no unity there. It's an arbitrary landmass. But Russia will... they're doing fake provocations now amongst the Russian-speaking who have seized government buildings in the three cities today. I won't name them. Never heard of it. Supposed to make believe you know the names. I'm going to sound intelligent. Pro-Russian protesters seized government buildings in the three cities of Donetsk, Luhansk, and Kharkiv. Never heard of them. But you're supposed to sound intelligent. That's like the media used to say guitar, gutter. No one knew how to spell it, let alone pronounce it. Gutter, guitar, guitar. That's when they stopped mentioning what was going on there. No one knew how to pronounce it. Yeah, how recently have you heard the word guitar or gutter? Because no one ever got tongue-tied. Yes, what just went on in gutter was terrible. What are you talking about, Al Sharpton? No, I mean in the Middle East. I didn't say the gutter, I said gutter. How could you live in a country with any pride called gutter? Yeah, where you come from? I come from gutter. I'm at a party from gutter. Are we being dragged into another civil war in which we have no business? Yes. I wonder what Obama's going to do when the far-right group takes it over. Far-right Ukrainian right group, right sector. Oh, they're mean-looking guys. Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy ship, warship, USS Donald Cook, is scheduled to enter the Black Sea no later than Thursday. That's if they can get there on time. They have to check their affirmative action schedule and the women's rights schedule and the equal pay schedule to see if they can get there on time. They need some lessons on proper behavior aboard ship. Do they still put artillery shells in? And do they load the missile silos on ships anymore? Are they allowed to? Or is it considered too provocative? Meanwhile, Obama's headlining Al Sharpton's NAN conference as I speak. I never in my life would believe it. But would I believe that he would have a musical guy named Jay-Z at the White House who wears a bling that says whites are devils, basically stands for it? These are the beliefs behind the bling, the gaudy five-point nation medallions worn by Jay-Z. And this man is invited to the White House. And the 5%er believes that the black man is God and created the universe and is physically and intellectually stronger, more righteous naturally than white people, and whiteness is weak and wicked, according to Michael Muhammad Knight, an author of two books on the radical group. This is what's invited to the White House. Would you believe this would happen in your lifetime? At the same time, would you believe that Jeb Bush would run again, another Bush would run again, and that he would say that those who break into America are doing it out of love? I never heard of anything as idiotic in my entire life, ever, 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 ever. I wouldn't believe Dianne Feinstein would still be in power after saying that a model airplane was a drone. Never in a million years would I believe this would be going on in my time. Never. Never in a million years. would I believe that Sweden would become under Sharia law by and large. Never, ever would I believe it. Neil on WABC has a candidate for the worst American, and he has to say why. Neil, who's the worst American?
Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam.
No, you didn't say why. What makes it evil?
Oh, he's a racist. He's just like Al Sharpton. They're like birds of a feather. They need to flock together.
Has Louis Farrakhan been to the White House yet? Has Obama and Holder visited the Nation of Islam in Chicago?
It might be next week. I don't know.
He could attend their fundraiser.
Right. Yeah. Maybe for the.
I mean, Obama can get a bow tie. They're not that expensive.
Exactly right. Maybe when Hillary runs.
How would Obama look in a bow tie, I wonder, at the Nation of Islam? He could attend the fundraiser. Why not? Whatever. That's the world we're living in. That's the world we're living in. That's the world of great values. Look what they're doing to Chris Christie, a man who was, let's say, mildly involved in the Bridge of Vengeance thing, and not one word about the Teflon Don in the White House. Not one word about all of the myriad scandals surrounding Obama. Not one word. Instead, they attack the poor fat guy from New Jersey who looks like Jackie Gleason. If Jackie Gleason ran for the... Who knows? He would have been better. But they ruined him in advance to pave the way for you-know-who. The great Secretary of State. The woman who set the Middle East on fire. That's her greatest achievement. Tell us what you did. Well, I killed Gaddafi. I overthrew Mubarak and set Egypt on fire. And we're working on Syria. That's what I've achieved. I've unleashed Al-Qaeda across the Middle East. That's why I should be president. I'm getting a sore throat. I can feel it building. I don't like this. I got angry before. No, I have to get a zinc sucking thing. One of those zinc lozenges. They really work. You catch it early, you get the zinc. It couples the viruses. I love the cartoons of how these things work. They're wonderful. If I was a child, man, would I enjoy that? Like little zinc things coupling the viruses. Come on in. Come in. It's fine. It's like a honey trap for a virus. Come on in. And then they cut like it kills it. I like you know what I like the best in drugs? Drugs that uncouple the DNA of the invader. I like those the best. Like, unravel the DNA of the invader. That I like. If only we could come up with a politician that was like that. Yeah, that would be great. Imagine if we had an anti-retrovirus politician. The retrovirus of liberalism that has infected the body politic. If we get somebody to entrap the liberals and unravel their DNA before they get started. That's what I try to do verbally every day, but I'm not running for anything. Who could take that life? Oh, here we got a winner. Here we got a winner on line 9. Worst Americans, Mo on WABC. Fire away.
Michael Savage, thank you for taking my call. So I think the easiest one always to say is Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid. But you know what? And I didn't say Joe Biden because I'll save that for when you do the top 10 stupidest Americans. But I think the guy who always lets it happen is John Boehner. He lets it all happen.
You think he's an evil? Do you think Boehner is evil or just outright, let us say, wishy-washy? Would you put him in the evil category?
I do not put him in evil category. I think either he's in it with the Democrats or he's just one of those, you know, Republicans who doesn't want to do any racism or doesn't want to get accused of anything by the media. He wants to get reelected. So he always comes a little bit to
fight. He got the condo already in northern Florida. That I saw two months ago. They got him the condo in northern Florida waiting for him with a case of Four Roses.
But I also said one more guy who you would also like. I think John McCain is also up there for worst American.
Now, John McCain is a paradox. We don't really want to put him down, even though he's a real crazy man. He's a warmonger, always stirring the pot for going to war, always wants the bombers to fly, always wants the bombs to drop from 50,000 feet. And he's a clear and present danger to this country's survival. But the question is he evil? Is he evil or just stupid?
I think he's evil.
I think he's just dumb. He was the last in his class at Annapolis, right? I mean, he was dumb. He's just dumb, that's all.
Well, I think he wants wars. I think he's evil.
I don't know. I think he's talked into it by those, basically the donors, like the military donors, you know, the manufacturers. I think that sort of, oh, here's a couple of goodies. Now we're getting hot toward the end of the second hour. Now we get the best calls. You forgot this man's name already. Internet, Florida, Tom, worst Americans, fire away.
Worst American in history, J.D. Rockefeller with J.P. Morgan as a close second. Because these are the guys that laid the foundation for the economic and foreign policy mess that we're in today and the New World Order that's going to be here very soon. These are the guys that set it up and instigated it. And there's three reasons I'll give you. One is what happened in 1913 on Jekyll Island when they created the Federal Reserve, which is our central bank that we fought off for 150 years with great presidents like Andrew Jackson and Lincoln. All right, and this is so the international bankers could gain complete control of our economy, which they still have today. Number two was the IRS and the federal income tax, which was sold as altruistic to the so-called rich back then, but what it was really created to destroy the competition of Rockefeller, Morgan, Carnegie, and all the other guys. All right? Even J.D. Rockefeller said, competition is a sin. That's a quote from him. And the third thing was the tax-free foundations, which they had set up before they created the income tax, so they could hide their money in tax-free foundations and offshore accounts. And
where would you rank Henry Kissinger? Would you put him in the evil category?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the other guy I called him out. Kissinger I'd probably put in easily in the top five. This is a guy that under Jimmy Carter went to the Middle East and struck all these deals, basically created OPEC and told Saudi Arabia, hey, guys, we'll build you up militarily. We'll protect you no matter what. We won't open up our oil reserves as long as you give us cheap oil. You have to buy our debt. We'll watch out for you. We'll protect you. And when you
Well, I'll tell you what I don't like about Kissinger's history, and it's easy to be deceived by him. Hank was quite a charmer in his day. He did quite a mambo, I hear. But the thing is, Hank, during the Vietnam War, while our men were dying, was basically stabbing them in the back and selling them out in his peace deal with North Vietnam. We were winning the war, by the way. This military was pounding the hell out of the enemy, and we could have won the Vietnam War. But was it not for the traitors within this administration, of course, the media, Walter Cronkite, who glorified all of the enemy's actions and dismissed our heroic actions, the men who fought and died there, as warmongers and war criminals. I'll be right back. It is not Monday. Welcome to the Savage Nation this Tuesday. We've been talking about, because of Al Sharpton, who I put on the list, the 10 worst Americans. And I'm amazed at the callers I've gotten thus far. And if you notice, I didn't say Democrats, and we had some Republicans on the list, like Nixon. See, this is why the show, I think, has a broader appeal than you may think. And I think it was a great show thus far. And I stumbled upon it. That, and mixed in the news, reviews, all together. We have another big hour in some markets. I'm not supposed to mention it to those of you deprived of my third hour in some markets, but I do. And so I'll be right back right here on the Savage Nation.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I was not and am not a rat. Because I wasn't with the rats. I'm a cat. I chase rats.
Sure you do. You're a great American. You're a great American, which is why General Electric gives you so much money. It's not to keep you out in the from protesting that they don't pay their fair share. I had an emailer who said, you're wrong. GE does not own NBC and MSNBC. Comcast does. Yes, but you missed my point. The contract with this superb American, Al Sharpton, was signed by Jeffrey Immelt of GE. So don't confuse yourself. Don't confuse yourself at all. GE is responsible for that man's television show. And so that led us to who are the 10 worst Americans, in your opinion. And in the last couple of hours, you've been talking about them. I've had calls, I think, that covered the waterfront. Democrats, Republicans. This is not a one-sided show. I'd like to know your opinion. Who was the worst American and why? And I've got better callers now than I had before. It's amazing to me. Let's go to KSFO in San Francisco, where there's a few people not listening to sports. John is one of them. Welcome to the show.
Dr. Savage, my candidate are the Rosenbergs because they gave away our top secrets to the Russians, and who knows how many deaths occurred over the years because of that.
Right. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg are absolutely amongst the worst 10 Americans. And yet there were people who defended them and said it was anti-Semitism. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Same as you hear today. Anytime a minority gets caught doing something like Shrimp Boy Chow, now already it's anti-Asian racism, according to the slimebag lawyer he hired. According to them, a minority can never do anything criminal. You understand that, John?
Yes, I do very much.
It's sickening, but right. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg absolutely stole secrets to the atomic bomb and traded them, gave them to Russia. And they did it for ideological reasons, not for financial gain. Thank you for the call. I'm glad you remember them. I was still a young boy, old enough to remember that situation. There are some other candidates here on WFTL in Florida, Fort Lauderdale. I'll be there next week, I hope. I want to go to the nude beach. No, I want to go to Fort Lauderdale and witness the goings-on on... Isn't that where spring break occurs? The lunatics get drunk for 10 days? All right, that's what they get. That's what they do when they're young. They get drunk. I had to go as far away as Spain to do it. Today they don't have to go to Spain. I went to Europe to look for what they have in Fort Lauderdale. They don't have to go anywhere today. Everyone's a striptease artist. What a country. The kids don't even have to go to a gentleman's club. It saves on gas. You may as well enjoy it. As America goes, you know we're in a handbasket. You may as well laugh on the way down. WFTL, Mark, who's the worst American in your mind? Gone already? Who would that be?
This is Mark in Destin, Florida, up in the panhandle.
Okay, so who would be the worst American?
Jimmy Carter. Brought us 20-plus percent interest rates, gave away the Panama Canal, and showed us the way to weakness in the Middle East with the Iran hostage crisis.
Well, look at the fun we had, though, with Billy and Billy Beer. I mean, it was compensated for by the family. I mean, you can't beat Jimmy Carter's family for waving around snakes and drinking strychnine. That was a religious service to them. Is it any wonder they gave away the Panama Canal? Maybe that when they were on the strychnine waving the snakes, they thought they were taking the Panama Canal away from somebody.
That's right.
I don't understand that religious practice. And I don't mean to denigrate you if you drink strychnine and wave snakes. Pardon me. To each his own. Me, I don't follow that particular religion. There's something about waving a snake and drinking strychnine to meet the Lord that doesn't work for me. Sorry. I mean, if you like it, all right, God bless you, it's America today. But the thing is, we had a president whose family was into that. It's as worse than Obama embracing Sharpton when you think about it. When you think about it, it's worse than that, Obama wrapping himself around Sharpton. At least Obama's rational. He understands why he's doing it, for personal gain. He needs the votes that Sharpton can bring him, I guess. How stupid can you be? You know that the people who would believe in Al Sharpton are going to vote for a Democrat anyway. So what's the point of associating? Where's the benefit to that? But the snakes and the strychnine, I don't get that. Maybe there's something in it. It could be the latest trend in Hollywood. You could wake up tomorrow and find out it's the hottest thing, that they're no longer mainlining this, waving snakes and drinking strychnine. They're telling you they got the greatest high of their life. You don't know what Hollywood will find tomorrow to be entertaining. WMAL, Bill, who's the worst American? Go ahead, please.
Well, it's George Soros. We can't space off George Soros, the sorcerer.
George Soros has to rank as the worst man in the world, in my mind, for what he's done to this country and the world, by the way. Not only to America, but the world.
Yeah.
In my mind, Jesus warned us about George Soros. He said, beware the money changers in the temples. Now, George Soros is the embodiment of the money changer in the temple. The man has polluted everything he's touched, in my estimation, my opinion. Poisoned everything he's touched, in my opinion. He's a clear and present danger to the survival of the country, in my opinion. Other than that, I have no opinion on him. And he doesn't even wave snakes and drink strychnine. He has no excuse for it. He just tampers with every country on earth to the best he can. Now, let's not get too far afield here. We have a caller now from WJR in Detroit. Fritz, you have a candidate. Who would that be?
That'd be John Roberts on the Supreme Court. He was the justice, well, I hate to use that term, he was the man that wrote the assenting opinion on approval of Obamacare.
That's right, and no one knows what they have on him and why he did it, why he suddenly turned coat.
That was, if you read...
They got pictures, something with him, somewhere. That's all. Someone's got pictures.
If something's going on fishy, because his opinion is an embarrassment to the law.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. They got pictures, something.
Yeah, something fishy going on.
There was another Supreme Court justice that used to cruise at night, and he got beaten up in a park once at 4 in the morning. Remember him? He's still on the court, I think. He's still on the court. They found him beaten up in a park. He said he was out for a walk at 4:30.
Yeah, sure. That sounds
true. Yeah, right. Another one. Another lib.
I think one of the reasons that John Roberts is the worst one that I can pick is because we haven't seen the floodgates of corruption that he just blew wide open.
The corruption of Obamacare? You mean the fake hospitals and the fake ambulance companies, the fake billings?
Everything.
It's impossible to comprehend what an open door this is for criminality. It will make Shrimp Boy Chow look like a whale. That's a nice parable. The corruption that is inherent in the Obamacare Act, which is why the Democrats have embraced it, is such that it will make the crimes of Shrimp Boy Chow look whalish by comparison. Does that work? Or is that backwards? Did I take strychnine? Was there any strychnine in my chicken this morning? I'm a little dazed at this stage because my mind's already with the – once the suitcase opens and I've already got the sneakers and the sandals and the shoes in there, I start with a bed of shoes underneath everything else. That's covered. I got the black shoes. I got the brown shoes. I got the flip-flops. I got the white sneakers. I'm covered. Now you then put a layer on top of it, a bathing suit, a pair of shorts. It's like a kid going to camp, but my mother would do it for me. I hate packing. I hate it more than anything. Unpacking's easy by comparison, right? But the packing is like dying. You know why I hate traveling? Because it reminds you of dying. Like, what possessions are you taking with you to the next world? Well, in this case, it's a limited. It's like a petite mort. Each trip is a petite mort. It's a little death because, okay, I've got a limit. But how do you limit what you're going to take? I want to take things off my walls, like pictures of families, members that were gone. I can't take that. You can only take, like, a shoe. Then you got to remember, like, what the personal things to take. Toothbrush. Horrible. There's something very bad about the travel thing. Suitcases remind me of bad things in history, too. I don't like suitcases. It's like, oh, I got to pack everything in a bag and meet us at the railway station. We're sending you to Auschwitz. I don't like bags. I don't like packing everything in one bag. The whole thing, I don't like going anywhere. It's against me. It's against my every fiber in me. How come Nancy Pelosi didn't make it to the list? How come? How come none of the Katzenbergs, Hatzenberg and Matzenbergs, who polluted the minds of the world, didn't make the list? How could you miss them? How could you miss the pollution that comes, the sewer pipe of Hollywood, and the progenitors of the sewer, the filth in the sewer? How come they're not on the list? There are names attached to them. I affectionately call them Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, and Ratzenberg for easy reference. But the real names are not too far from that, by the way. Now, don't accuse me now of racism. It just happens to be that there are gentlemen by the name of some of those names. There's no Ratzenberg, okay. But there is a Katzenberg. And if you look at what he's done to the world, you can't rank him as one of the best Americans, can you? Spielberg, you could argue, was a fabulous filmmaker. And you can't say he's one of the worst Americans. I wouldn't put him in that category. I'd put the other fellow in there for what he's done to the country and the people he controls, like marionettes. He was a record producer. Can you believe it? They started with records. Look where it went. It's the Savage Nation. Who would you list as the 10 worst Americans? I'm going to read you some of the names we haven't gotten to. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right. I'd like Margaret Sanger, Queen of Euthanasia, says Pat on BAP. Woodrow Wilson for the League of Nations says PJ on BAP. Nancy Pelosi, listed by Mary on WABC for many of her crimes against America. Lyndon Johnson, says Tom on WABC, for creating the welfare state. See, so there are people who know what's going on around here. And yet, they don't know. They don't know that. Notice that nobody listed Obama? Because it was obvious. You don't put him on a list. Why put list him? I wouldn't take such a call. That's like, oh, you take a call like that? There's no grist in that mill. No grist for the corn mill. We have something that we have to, like, grist it up as the wheel keeps turning. It is the Savage Nation. I said, give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America. And I want to thank you for making the show soar to the heavens. I hope I can keep it up, and I hope you can keep it up. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. We have no idea.
And a couple of them giggled a little bit when I walked in, but after they kind of settled down, they were, they knew their stuff.
Here is a man. Here is a man who was just disgraced around the world. Here is a man who could not control one act in Europe. Here is a man who went to try and control the Europeans with regard to Crimea, zero. Give him a zero on that test. Ukraine, zero. Middle East, zero. And he comes back again. He goes to school children and they giggle and he's happy. Now, concurrent with this, we have Al Sharpton. As far as I can tell now, the president is, as I speak, embracing Al Sharpton. You know, I said yesterday that Al Sharpton is one of the worst people in America, in American history. I don't know if that was an overstatement. In fact, I'd like to ask you this question. If you were to rank the 10 most wanted people in American history, who would they be? It's a very simple question. Notice I didn't limit it to Democrats. You notice I didn't say only Democrats. You noticed that or you didn't notice that? Tell me what they did that makes them bad. Tell them why they should be on the 10 most wanted list. And by the way, this applies to living or dead. Who are the 10 worst Americans in American history? I would rank Al Sharpton in the top 10. Why? Because he hijacked the civil rights movement for his own personal gain, in my estimation. He is one of the worst people in America because he took Dr. King's legacy and used it for personal gain. That's why I put him at the top of the list. Who is worse than Al Sharpton? Well, you could say Barack Obama, who has used race to get where he is, and now that he's there, he's using race to divide America and get away with what he gets away with. You could say that. Now, Sharpton today denied that he was a rat. He says he was a cat. Listen to clip two and tell me what you think of this one.
I was not and am not a rat, because I wasn't with the rats. I'm a cat. I chase rats.
See, and I did that in front of a closed group. The way Obama does. Obama goes to school children, and Al Sharpton goes to his audience. This is the way politics works in this country today. There's no democracy. There's no such thing as an open democracy. It's a closed shop at all levels. Now, Al Sharpton said he was a cat, not a rat. Do you know who Al Sharpton actually is? Most of you never heard of him. You have no idea who the man is. Well, just do Google on Al Sharpton and Detective Pagonis. You'll know who he is. Research Tawana Brawley and Al Sharpton. You'll know who he is. Now we have other hypocrisies on this hip-hop show today. Senator Dick Durbin, who called our U.S. Marines Nazis and fascists during the early days of the war in Iraq. Dick Durbin is running the Equal Pay Day Act, trying to say that women are not paid fairly. Dick Durbin wants to push the Paycheck Fairness Act. And yet Dick Durbin, it turns out, pays women on his staff about $11,000 lower than the average male salary. I rest my case. I mean, there's nothing more that can be said about it. Now, let's go back to my number one question. Who were the 10 worst Americans in American history and why? I put Al Sharpton in the top 10. Can you name one individual who has benefited from Al Sharpton's activities other than Al Sharpton? Can you? Can you name anybody who's benefited from him? Now, excluding those who work for him. No. I don't know anyone who's benefited from his activities any more than the other one. The one who's shaking down, discussing Toyota now with the other one, Jesse Hijackson. He's in Japan right now, meeting with the heads of Japanese motor companies. What is he meeting with them for? To help them build a better car? No, to see if he can shake them down for some money to avoid protests in American factories. So this is a shakedown act that a legitimate federal government would have stopped a long time ago. But they're afraid, and also they use them. Why do you think that our president is embracing this man today? What president in his right mind would associate with Al Sharpton other than Barack Obama, who, in my opinion, is Al Sharpton in a better suit? To me, Al Sharpton and Barack Obama are one and the same. They're part of the same mindset. Eric Holder, Al Sharpton, Barack Obama, Jay-Z, all part of the same mindset. They're better than everybody else. They can do whatever they want because there's nobody to control them or say a word to them. They're above the law. They're the untouchables. Do you get it? Do you understand how dangerous this clique is? They're the untouchables. So this
Savage
saying that sneaking into the U.S. can be an act of love in clip number 4.
The way I look at this, and this is not, you know, I'm going to say this and it'll be on tape and so be it. The way I look at this is someone who comes to our country because they couldn't come legally. They come to our country because their families, you know, a dad who loved their children was worried that their children didn't have food on the table.
Oh,
and they, you know,
God.
Wanted to make sure their family was intact. And they crossed the border because they had no other means to work to be able to provide for their family.
Oh, and that explains the welfare that we pay for the members of the family who don't work. That explains the hospital visits for the running noses that cost us $7,000 a visit. That explains the fact that one-third of all prisoners incarcerated in this country are illegal aliens, Mr. Bush. This is shocking. So let's see what this means. They come here as an act of love. Shall I ask you how you feel about that? Because I know how you feel about that. It doesn't take Socrates to figure out how you feel about Jeb Bush. But if this is the best the Republican Party can do, you may as well get out of corsage for Hillary Clinton. It may as well not even hold the election. If they're going to run, if the best that these Schmendricks can do is run Jeb Bush, if the best these herrings can run, I mean, these guys really are as bad as they look. You look at the Republicans running the party, they look like pallbearers at a bad funeral. They look like the kind of guy who does eat white bread sandwiches with bologna on them. They do. They look like they have no taste, no class, no sense of reality. They're like lifers at a fireman's funeral. I never saw anything like this. This is the best they can give us at a time like this. The country is on its knees begging for someone to save us. And to the rescue, Jeb Bush, you hear? My goodness. My goodness. To the rescue, Jeb Bush. Maybe they can run George again. Maybe they can run Laura Bush. You never know. I mean, the other one, he's painting now. The husband's painting. Unbelievable. That's painting. Like John Nagy picture. You know, you got to do something with yourself. It was either that or get a girlfriend. And with Laura, I doubted very much that that's a possibility in Texas. I don't think it's in him. I'm just joking. But the thing is, I mean, you got to occupy yourself some way. I don't think he's into boats. They could have bought him a cabot cruiser and a fishing rod, something. A golf club, something. No, but painting. Winston Churchill, he's not. Whistler's mother, he's not. But give him credit where credit is due. And I'm not making an odious comparison, but truthfully, I wouldn't mind owning some of Hitler's watercolors, incidentally. They'd be worth a fortune today had I bought them when I had the opportunity. everything you say. I mean, what do we believe anymore at the end of the day? Do we believe the movies? Do we believe real life? What do you think of a president who would hang around not only with Al Sharpton, but hangs around and has Jay-Z and Beyonce in the White House when Jay-Z wears bling, which has a meaning that says whites are devils? Read it. Read the New York Post story about what that medallion means on his neck, Jay-Z. That's in the White House? In other words, the Nobel Prize-winning chemists, the Nobel Prize-winning doctors, the Nobel Prize-winning scientists and geniuses in our country are treated like rubbish, like street garbage, while the lowest of the low are put into the highest of the high places under this presidency. He has a man in the White House named Jay-Z who wears a 5% nation medallion, and Jay-Z's medallion has a meaning. It's a symbol, an 8-pointed star with the number 7 in the middle. And if you analyze what that means, it's kind of really racist. It's about whites being the devil. And the fact of the matter is, they say the first lesson I learned from the 5% was simple. F white people. Seriously, he said, white people are devils, said Mr. Knight about the 5 percenters. And 5%ers like Jay-Z don't consider themselves Muslim, but their name comes from the Nation of Islam's. Who cares what they believe? How's that? I am sick of it. I'm sick of paying attention to this. I'm sick of the world being upside down. I want the world righted. I want the world right side up. I want the right people on top. I don't want the lowest of the low at the highest places. I don't know how much lower it can get than this, but I'm afraid a lot lower. I'm afraid it can go a lot lower. How do you like that? Because there's no one to stop them. You got the pallbearers on the other side, marching at their own funerals. Marching. Boehner, Cantor, Ryan, like pallbearers at a bad funeral. A bad funeral with horrible cold cuts, with no hot food on the buffet line. They're only there for the scotch anyway, and it's bad scotch. It's like, it's not even single malt scotch. It wouldn't even be bad if it was good, bad scotch, but it's bad, bad scotch. And to them, it's all the same. To them, they don't know the difference. Four Roses is as good as to them as Glenlivet 21. You give them a shot of Four Roses and a piece of white bread, and they're in heaven. That's all. I mean, that story from the smoking gun and the Drudge Report is beyond comprehension. Why? Not only that Sharpton, according to that article, was an FBI informant ratting out on the mob, but that the president is going to embrace this thing again, this creature from the swamp again, and the attorney general. Now, you wonder why Putin spits on him. You wonder why Putin dismisses Obama like he's nothing. You wonder why the world laughs at the leader of our country. You think I'm happy about this? You think it makes me happy? Oh, I detest his socialist policies. I hate his attacks on people who have succeeded in this country. I detest almost everything he says because I can look right through him. But I don't hate the man. I don't know him. And I'm embarrassed as an American that he's the president and that we're no longer respected. Don't you understand what I'm saying to you? This is not good for us. This great nation is represented by such a shallow individual that he would continue to embrace Al Sharpton after these revelations? And you wonder why Putin takes Crimea? If Putin hears about this story, which I'm sure you heard about before Obama did, he'll take Europe! And Obama will do nothing but go off on a golfing trip. How much can I care about these characters? It gets worse. Wait, it gets even worse. It gets worse by the second. Spielberg to give Obama Ambassador to Humanity Award. You ever hear anything like this? Now they're going to use the Holocaust now as a cover for Obama. The USC Shoah Foundation, created by Spielberg, after he completed the film Schindler's List, will honor Obama with its Ambassador to Humanity Award at an event in Los Angeles on May 7th. I'm speechless. This is the president who stabbed Israel in the back. This is the president who's left Israel alone before the wolves, the Islamic wolves. And there's Spielberg, whose father was a bomber pilot in World War II, lowering himself to this level to use the Holocaust and the millions who died under Hitler as a political event. Spielberg, as you may remember, was among Obama's top donors in 2012, donating $1 million to Priorities USA. Talk about money in politics, huh? Take a guess who will be at the fundraiser. There'll be a big fundraiser at the home of Alan Horn, the chairman of the so-called Walt Disney Studios. I say so-called because it's not the Walt Disney you knew. Just look at Miley Cyrus and you know what I'm talking about. According to the so-called Associated Press, tickets to the dinner range from $10,000 per person to just under $65,000 for a couple to get a chance to meet Obama. Senate Majority Leader Harry, granddaughter Reed, Democrat, Nevada, and House Minority Leader Nancy Looney Tunes Pelosi, D. California, will also attend. Boy, you get a lot for your money there. For $65,000, look what you get. You get Reed, you get Pelosi, you get Obama. If you're lucky enough, you might even get, who knows, a rap star could be there with a medallion that calls you a dumb moron devil. Maybe you can kiss the guy's medallion too, Stephen. You know, when I affectionately say the world's been ruined by Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Spielberg, do you understand why I say things like that? It's not out of any enmity towards Spielberg. It's because I'm disgusted by them, that's all. No other reason. They sicken me. How much lower does it get than to use the Holocaust as a political weapon? This is for a humanity award while Christians are dying around the world and Obama does nothing for the Christians? Has Spielberg seen what Obama's done to Israel with his policy? What idiots can Katzenberg and Spielberg be? What idiots can they actually be? Ooh, I can go on and on with this. Yes, he did Schindler's List. It was an interesting movie. And that, and what else did he do? He did some other great movies. So why is Spielberg honoring Obama? Why? And what does Obama want from Spielberg and company? Taxpayer bailouts, number one. They want extensions of tax advantages for Hollywood. They want money, number one. Number two, Barry wants Hollywood to make movies to push their agenda. It's always a quid pro quo, whatever. Whatever. Doesn't matter to the average man. With the medication today, no one cares about anything. It's a miracle. The miracle of modern medicine is such that people have become numb to everything. Everyone's numb. Reverend had wire. I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. Pay to snitch, question mark. Amount of Sharpton's secret life as confidential informant 7 for the FBI based on hundreds of pages of confidential FBI affidavits. Sharpton was FBI mob rat, all on the smoking gun. Now, I just want to finish this up with one observation, if you don't mind. When I first read this story, then I said, I can't believe what I'm looking at. FBI rat, and he's living? This doesn't make sense. So then I started to ask myself, wait a minute, why are they releasing this information about Sharpton now? I mean, I think out loud on the show, I'm willing to take chances. To me, that's the mark of intelligence, not the mark of hiding what you're thinking. I give you my ideas, you give me your ideas, and we come to the truth somewhere. It's called didactics. There's a way to do this. Then why now? Why is the smoking gun suddenly able to release this about Sharpton now? There's got to be a political play in this. There's got to be. Whether they even know it or not, I don't know. I don't know. And why would Obama continue to want to go to an event with this character this week? Why would he risk the association when this is such a big story? Is it the people are so dumb they won't even see it? See, if Sharpton took over the country, it wouldn't be any different than if Obama took over the country. They're basically running the same script. Here's the shocker for you to understand. It doesn't really matter if it's Obama running the country or Sharpton. And I'll stop right there, basically. That's what I'm saying.
Ready to go on to a regular day of television watching, taking the kids to the soccer match, cooking dinner. I realize most of you turn the radio off after I go off the air, so let me give you all the news headlines that you won't get anywhere else. Let's start with the female pay issue, where they say that they get paid less. Well, the Senator, Dick Durbin of Illinois, who is leading the equal pay day push by Senate Democrats to pass the so-called Paycheck Fairness Act, actually pays female staffers on his staff $11,000 less than men on average. Hello, hypocrisy. Now, we know that we have a hip-hop president, but did you know that we have a hypocritical Democrat Senate? Speaking of a hypocritical presidency, how in the world a president could headline Al Sharpton's NAN conference today, National Action Network, when everybody knows that the NAN Network is a radical left-wing shakedown organization, in the minds of anyone who's looked at it, they've gone to companies and demanded payments to avoid riots, to avoid busing people in, and so companies pay this guy in order to stop the protests. Well, over the years, Al Sharpton's organization has been accused of engaging in financial practices that are questionable, such as use the threat of boycotts to extort donations from corporations and land Sharpton consultant positions. As the New York Post reported in 2008, nearly 50 companies have been shaken down, including GM, Pepsi, Walmart, and labor unions. They've all donated to NAN. The New York Post attributes many of these donations to extortionist tactics. They are terrified of negative publicity. They are fearful of a consumer boycott. They're eager to make nice to the civil rights activist, and so CEOs write checks, or they hire him as a consultant. By the way, how much of the money has actually gone to poor black people? We don't know. But Sharpton's organization was charged in 06 by the IRS for improperly reporting taxes, and the organization still owes the federal government $1.9 million in back taxes. And yet, Obama and Sharpton embraced today at Sharpton's conference, as did Eric Holder. This would be the equivalent of a conservative president who was white going to a meeting of, let us say, the Ku Klux Klan, David Duke. What in the world is President Obama thinking? Is he trying to say to America, I am Al Sharpton. He's no different than us. We are all Al Sharpton. What message is Obama sending? Tell me. Well, anyway, you know my position on this. It sickens me. It looks like a gang has taken over the country. Not a party, but a gang. It looks like a gang has taken over the country, not a party.
And then if you look at the other side of the picture, there is Bush and Clinton pictured together. You heard me, the oligarchy. We had a picture of Clinton and Bush sitting next to each other in the luxury box belonging to Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones at AT&T Stadium on Monday, laughing as their images were shown the Giants Stadium video boards. Former President Bill Clinton and former President George Bush, same row, sat next to each other in the luxury box. How do you feel about that? Is it an oligarchy yet? Well, you don't even know what the word means. Oligarchy? Yeah. Sure, go and vote. Go vote, Schmendrick. It means a lot. Well, I hope you do vote, actually, because it may mean a lot. Because even on the small issues, if we had a full Republican Congress, we might, just might, be able to influence the Republicans to do the right thing. Huh? Well, now let's go to michaelsavage.com for the additional stories that I haven't mentioned. Savage, top talker via digital streaming by nearly 7 points. I was unopposed in the first quarter of 2014 on digital streaming, beating Rush Limbaugh with a 20 share, his 13 share, Glenn Beck 7 share, Laura Ingraham 5 share, Sean Hannity, well, 4.1 share, not much above those you've never heard of. Amazing. I mean, really is. Okay, if I'm not for me, who will be? I have to tell you these stories, right? Where would you learn that I have a 20 share in digital radio other than here? Nowhere. Meanwhile, in America, in the emerging police state, a teenager was suspended from school for a pencil gesture. He made gun motions, they said, and so they sent him to juvenile hall. Actually, he's trying to, I think, signal somebody across the room to meet him after school for a soda. They said it was a gun gesture. And where did this occur? New Jersey! He twirled a pencil, but the school says no, he was making gun motions. I cannot believe this. I just can't believe the world that you're living in. Well, you better believe it, because that's the world you're living in. Meanwhile, John Kerry is looking for a war, and Secretary of State John Kerry said Putin may be laying the groundwork for an invasion of the Ukraine. Well, do something about it. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, fights broke out in the nation's parliament. Oh, I wish fights would break out in our parliament. Wouldn't that be fun to finally see some testosterone raging instead of all this polite? Will the lady on the opposition please yield the floor? Lady? There hasn't been a lady in the Congress so far as I've been alive. A lady. Will the gentleman please yield 2 minutes? In the Ukraine, they just get it on. They punch each other in the nose. Well, at least they express themselves. Okay, you get the picture. The world is not according to me. No, it's not the world according to Michael Savage. It's the opposite of my world. Well, that's it for today. And remember what I said to you. Give me 15 minutes and I'll continue to give you America. I'm Michael Savage.
Savage.